Here's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst. How you doing, Ray?
I think you Toronto people can go to hell. I live in Vancouver.
Oh, we know.
You got the White Caps. Everyone loves the White Caps.
You know what we've been watching out here? Do you remember when there was a time the Canucks were like 10-6-1, and everyone's like, hey, maybe they'll surprise everybody. Yeah, they've lost 10 of 11.
Yeah. It's not funny. It's
well, they got Josh Levo now. Are they excited or what?
By the way, yeah, well, I think they are, and because anything new is like good, it's new. You know, I think that's the way they look at it. But this is like, and this is no disrespect to Josh, seriously, it's not. But he's going to go from playing fourth line minutes to play with Bo Horvat tomorrow.
Right.
Like, I know what happens in a lot of trades where.
Come on, we got like Fred Flintstone cell reception.
Three in a row.
Three good guests, too. Like, three good guests.
Yeah.
Come on,
Al's back there
it's
with a can
Al's
of tomato
fault.
Soup and a string.
Honestly.
It's not Al's
like,
fault.
This is radio in 2018.
Grappler, are you sitting? Are you hitting the wrong button?
Yeah, what are you up to back there? We got the Grappler in for Mullen. I don't think it's a coincidence.
Mark Verbata's gone, and everything's like...
All hell's
get rid of the,
I have faith
the
in the Grappler,
soup.
For sure. There we go.
We got a thumbs up. So that means now we're back to. Now it's perfect.
Thumbs up.
That's so assuring. Can you hear us, Ray, or what?
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, so now I've actually moved, and no one, nobody cares, but I've moved two steps. Like, how the hell can that make a difference?
It shouldn't.
Dude, it's not you, it's us.
Ray.
It's been happening all afternoon.
We had Kyle Dubas on, and I was joking leading into the segment. Could you imagine as things were getting down to like the final hour of negotiations, if there was no cell service or if the internet went out in where William Nylander was in Sweden, like this deal could have gone sideways on a technicality. And we asked Dubas about it, and he said about 20 minutes before he had no cell service in that St. Paul Hotel in Minnesota there.
I've been in that place. I don't know. You guys have two noodles, I'm sure. There is dead spots in that hotel. I don't know why, but could you imagine that? You got a $40 million deal sitting here, and all of a sudden you got wonky cell service. Like, I don't know. I was just to finish up on Levo. Like most players that get traded, they get a chance that they wouldn't normally get with the team they were at. And that's what Levo's going to get in Vancouver. And, you know, the guy sat around for a year and a half. I hope he does well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he worked hard. He was quiet about his, you know, he didn't create a stink when he didn't play. And he just kept his nose at it. And the Leafs were good to their word that if they couldn't find him a regular spot, that they would move him along. So now he's going to get a good chance. And then now this isn't even the biggest week of the year anymore. Oh, the next biggest week's in April.
Oh, I know. There's some big weeks coming up, Ray. I'm just glad there's not the biggest week of the Nylander negotiations. And back to Levo, he's got to avoid the ghost of the new guy, because how many times have you seen him go right to the top line, and then the second week he's on the second line, the third week he's on the third line, then the fourth week the coach is like, I don't know what to do with this guy. Mm. So that's what he's got to avoid. He's got to say, this is my opportunity. I got to make the most of it.
Well, remember last year when Ty Ratty went to Edmonton and they dropped him on McDavid's line?
No, he was the best player in training camp.
And it was amazing. And then now he's got to fight back out of, you know, out of the slop again because Hitch had him in St. Louis. And as soon as Hitch came in, Ratty was out of the lineup. But he's got to take, right? He's got a chance. Levo's got a chance here. And because the Canucks are no good, you know, he's going to get a longer chance because they need forwards. They need somebody that can score a little bit. Maybe he'll get an opportunity. I know the people out east don't get to see, like, you know, the Canucks a lot. And they, you know, but like Bo Horvat has had an amazing start. They got no players. He's playing 23, 24 minutes a night. Well, now he's going to have a guy maybe. He's playing with Goldobin.
Yeah.
That's their top line or their second line or whatever. So this is a great chance for Levo, and for the Leafs, they've got a log jam up front, and they're going to have to move somebody.
Well, how did you feel about the eventual terms? 6 years, the cap hit is basically 6.9 from years 2 through 6 for William Nylander. Does that make sense to you? Do you think there was a clear winner in this? What was your breakdown?
Well, I won't say there's a clear winner necessarily, because that means there had to be a clear loser. But Nylander's going to get $17 million by the start of July. He wins.
Yeah.
In my opinion, like, somebody's going to drop $17 million in your jeans here. And yeah, there's still the chance. And maybe because there's that much money, there's a, you know, that opens up the ease that they might be able to move them down the line if they need to, if they run into a major roadblock cap wise. But I thought Nylander ended up with as good a deal as he was going to get.
Well, I thought he got a great deal.
Yeah.
Great deal for him.
Well, and to add to that, Ray, we were talking about it, like, he's getting paid technically for the 2 months that he sat out, because it's even though,
right,
you know, it, even though it's 6.9, he's making 6.9 the rest of this season. So, you know, with that cap hit at 10.2, he hasn't forfeited anything. So I think he came out ahead, and I think the Leafs came out ahead because they got a good player on a long-term deal.
Ray, how different do you think this would have been if Lou Lamoriello was still the general manager of the Leafs?
Oh, I don't know. You mean, would Nylander have had the stones to stay out?
I don't know. Do you think it would have been different?
Yeah, well, maybe. Or maybe they would have pressed for it earlier and said, okay, we're putting a final deadline on this. I don't know. Everything, you know, when I think back, whenever a player wanted out or pressed Lou on a contract, he just traded him. He did it to John McLean. And when he traded McLean from Jersey to San Jose, it was because there was no teams further west.
Yeah, there's other situations, too, with Rafalski didn't want to pay him, Parise didn't want to pay him, Scott Niedermeyer. Like, just he would say, okay, bye.
And so I wonder if Nylander would have done that. Now, maybe it's a new time, and this is what, you know, they want to keep this group together. The one thing I kept having in my head, oh, was if they don't have Nylander and they don't trade him, that's a miss.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that to me was going to be the loss for the Leafs, is that if they didn't sign him, excuse me, and they didn't trade him, and then you've got this asset that does you no good. Now they're going to get him back in. I don't think 60 points is the ceiling for Nylander. Like, I really don't. I think he's better than that, and he's such a young player. I think we'll see more than that from Nylander. But, you know, now they got to get to work here and figure out their team. Figure out where everybody's going to fit and what the lines are going to be. And I found it interesting coming out of the Minnesota game that Babcock said, you know, good, now we got to learn to be a heavier team. Like, this is the next message.
Well, how's that going to happen exactly? With this personnel, they're not. How are you going to be
heavier?
They're
nothing like a heavy. They're not
they're
a
stronger
heavy
on pucks and stay in the battle. I would say that's not the, like, I think they got to be heavier in critical areas. Like, the goaltender's having to stand on his head the last 10 games. Like, and they're a better team than that. Like,
But my point, Noodles, is maybe that's part of the message of, okay, we got now we've got this big thing done here, Nylander. Let's get on to the next big thing, which is, okay, we've got to get a little bigger. We've got to get a little stronger. And there's still plenty of time and to make a move if they need to, because we know the games are different come the playoffs, because right now it doesn't seem to matter where they play or who they play against. They just beat them anyway. Even when they play crappy, they just beat them anyway.
Ray, one of the things I'm fascinated to watch is what's going to happen with the power play, because this guy's just had a bunch of change thrown in his jeans, like you said, and I'm sure he's going to be saying to people, I'm not here to play 12 seconds on the second unit. I wonder how that's going to pan out. There's going to be a lot of cooks in the kitchen as far as the power play goes.
Yeah, well, I would think, you know, I noticed, like you said, you know, it's tough watching the games at 2 in the morning, and so he's been watching the games. Of course he has, whether he said he wasn't or was. You know, of course he was. I'm sure he's well aware of the way the power play works, and he's not going to be on that first group. The only place he could be on that first group would be in the middle.
Kadri's
and they
spot.
take Kadri out and put him onto the second group. I mean, really, that's about the only change they can make, because that Marner pass to Matthews, is that's not going away. And there's nowhere else that Nylander fits there. So you might end up with a really expensive second power play, is what's kind of going to happen,
yeah,
I think. I mean,
which is fine.
No, Yeah, and he's going to have to. I mean, you know, if his goal was to be a bigger part of the, of a team, staying in Toronto was not the right place, because you're not going to jump ahead of Marner. You're not. There's not a whole lot of minutes extra there for you. Like, where are you going to get them? And so, I don't think it matters necessarily how much he makes. It's just, hey man, this is our team, and you see our team, and you see where you fit, and it's not going to be on that first group.
No, and that's fine. I mean, they compensated him a lot of money. He doesn't have the right to come in and demand anything. He just demanded everything for 3 months. You know, so you show up and you deal with it, and you play where
it's
you.
Kind of like your last negotiation. Eh?
Absolutely, I was causing problems and being a pain in the ass, and then once I signed, I had to come and do radio with these two bozos and talk to you every day. Put my head down and talk.
It's hard if you tried to negotiate out of that.
Right. Believe me, I was trying. It didn't happen. But listen, he's going to play with Matthews eventually. He's going to, you know, I think it'll be interesting to see. They're using Marner on the PK this year. Could William Nylander be a guy that they slide some minutes into to the penalty kill? I don't know. I don't know if he's got that capability. But
You know what I think is going to happen, Brian, to that point? I thought of this earlier in the weekend after the deal was signed, is that more and more I think teams are going to have to use, because there's going to be a bigger drop between the top and the bottom of their lineups, perhaps. They're going to have to use guys that don't necessarily or didn't necessarily play in those more gritty or grindier roles. I think we're going to see more of them killing penalties. Because you're paying a guy $6 or $7 million and he can't play 14 minutes. Well, you got to get him out there. And so if Nylander can kill penalties, I mean, he's not a traditional block shot kill penalties, but he's smart. He's got a good stick. It's what Nylander, or what Marner does. Why can't he do it?
Yeah. Give him a shot.
Yep.
And, you know, the campaigning is already on for who's going to play on that left side. Kapanen today was talking to the media, and I don't think he's got the stones to storm into Babcock's office and demand that spot. He shouldn't, but he wants to play the left side all of a sudden. He's always been a right winger. But, yeah, I guess I could shift over if I'm playing with Matthews and Nylander. I can make that work.
It depends who your options are. Can you play with the goats? And yeah. No, I'm a right winger.
Exactly. Nah, it'd be too difficult. I can't work that out. It doesn't make sense. What about Matthews and Nylander? Oh, I'll shoot left by after. Absolutely.
But so it'll be like he's going to be a player impacted by this, right?
Kapanen, absolutely.
You know, he's going to have to find a, you know, he's going to find a different side of the ice. Find a, you know, you get the puck in a little different spot. Things will change for him. And he's been the biggest winner, I think, out of this whole deal, was that he got 2.5 months or 2 months or whatever it was of top end play time with top end players, and he took advantage of it. The door was open for him. And like Ole was talking about the trade guys earlier who end up, you know, on the fourth line eventually, he had his chance, and he's shown them they got something they might not have known they had.
Absolutely. All right, buddy. We got to fly. We'll do it again tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Yep, talk to you. I'll be in Buffalo for the game, so we'll talk to you from there.
Can't wait. Ray Ferraro, TSN hockey analyst.